While in Petersburg, Sullivan toured Icicle Seafoods, the town's largest fish plant, and later spoke at a Chamber of Commerce banquet. There, he told constituents that he was building a relationship with Wilbur Ross, the new Secretary of Commerce, who oversees fisheries. Sullivan says he told Ross that half of the department's employees and budget deal with fish.
And I said, when I looked at your resume, with all due respect, you don't know anything about fish. So I said, that's where I come in.
Although Sullivan didn't take questions at the banquet, he did meet with constituents and the media the following morning. He took questions from constituents at a local coffee shop. Although the meeting wasn't advertised, word circulated among friends late the night before and early that morning, and about 50 people showed up. He also made himself available to local media afterward. Topics ranged from local to national. Sullivan says Alaska's new marijuana industry is a state issue. He says he's been working with state officials on the federal regulations challenging the industry, such as banking and prosecutorial discretion. He says he will continue to work with the Justice Department on those issues because congressional support is iffy.
We've been looking at federal legislation, but, you know, the challenge there is right now there's only, I think, 5 or 6 states that have done what we've done. So I don't know if there's a big amount of support from the legislative perspective.
When asked about opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling, he says he's optimistic about the area known as 1002, which he says is tiny. He says he's been working on the issue every day, but there is strong, irrational opposition.
Let me give you one example. Here's a map of the North Slope. That's the ocean.
He got out a pen and paper and started sketching a map to clarify his point.
This is state land. That's Point Thompson, right? ExxonMobil and the other companies just spent almost $5 billion developing Point Thompson. You can almost see Anwar.
He says if you move the border 5 miles over, you would essentially be developing Anwar.
The technology to do this responsibly has increased so dramatically since the last debate that what we're going to try and do is just rationally speak to people about, hey, we're already doing this.
Regarding immigration, Sullivan says he supports taking a look at the system in general for security purposes. He says he knows through a secret security briefing that there are risks right now, but he says the administration could redo Trump's executive order to be tighter legally.
You know, it was rolled out in a way that was kind of confusing and haphazard and looked like it didn't have the vetting that normally would need. And one of my concerns was if that's focused on protecting Americans, we need to remember that most of our key allies in the war on terror are actually majority Muslim countries.
He says the state should focus on the H-1B visas that allow U.S. companies to hire foreigners with specific skills. That is something that would affect cannery workers in small towns like Petersburg. As for building a border wall between Mexico and the United States, Sullivan says he doesn't see it as controversial because many nations secure their borders. He's not sure how he'll vote on it because he hasn't seen details of the cost, which has broad estimates between $15 and $25 billion.
I'll end up commenting on that and supporting it one way or the other once I see it.
Sullivan says he never believed that Mexico was going to pay the U.S. back for the wall like the Trump administration says it would. A big concern to Southeast Alaska is Canadian mining near waterways that flow into Alaska waters, known as transboundary mining. Sullivan says he recently spoke with Canada's prime minister about it, and this was his message.
I'm a pro-resource development senator. I know Canada is, but you guys got to work with us here to let us know a little bit more about what's going on in your mining sector near Southeast Alaska, because if there's any issues, that's going to impact our fishing communities.
He says he and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott are planning a trip to Canada to visit with officials about the issue. When asked about funding for ferries, Sullivan says the Alaska congressional delegation worked to get the state close to $3 billion over the next 5 years in the federal highway bill.
When state DOT says they have no money, that's actually not true. They got a lot of money. I mean, look, I love Commissioner Luke, and I think he's a great guy. But, you know, I think that this year's amount was like either 500 or 550. And it's going to be bumped up by almost $50 million a year for the next 4 years. And that's done. We got that done already.
Sullivan in January was named chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and Coast Guard. As such, he says he hopes to have a say in where the next Coast Guard cutter will be stationed.
So we're going to look into this in a big way. No promises. I try not to promise. I try to under-promise, over-deliver, not the other way around, but we're certainly going to look hard at it.
At the coffee shop meeting, Sullivan was asked about transgender bathrooms. He says it's a state's rights issue and should be decided by the states. Petersburg doctor Chris Sargent asked about repealing the Affordable Care Act. The doctor said the ACA is vital for addicts because it helps them get expensive medication. Sullivan says he's trying to research the ACA by reading up on it and getting feedback from constituents.
But the reason I haven't jumped on any plan yet is because I'm still doing this. Right? I don't want to make the call on, hey, this is what I'm going to focus on, or this is what I'm going to do, unless I've heard from as many Alaskans as possible. And every single meeting, you know, I learn, my team, we learn something new.
Sullivan says something needs to change with the ACA because it's too expensive for Alaska's remote, small population. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.